You want to begin lying down on the floor with a book or books underneath your head, lying on your back with your knees bent. Take a moment to come into a sensory appreciation of your body in relationship to the environment around you. And your body in relationship to gravity. Allow the weight of your skull to yield to the book. Notice the shoulder blades and their contact with the floor. Coming into an awareness of where your body makes contact with the floor. And where does it have a little less contact from head to tail? Let go of judgment or expectation about what you notice. Let yourself just be curious. Pause. Allow for a moment of non-doing. Let go. And let go. Consider letting the neck release. Invite the throat to fall back behind the collarbone, back behind the jaw. Inviting the head to move forward and up. Just a thought. A wish, letting the spine lengthen and the back to fan out into width. Let the knees release forward and away, the shoulders release out. Give a little thought of something that is a little bit funny, FM would say, something to smile about. Or perhaps something that invites a sense of wonder, a lightness in being. Notice how that thought has a sensory response behind the cheekbones, behind the eyes. While maintaining the notion of the primary control, directions, letting them be in your body. Let the tip of the tongue rest at the base of the bottom teeth. You've been breathing all along during this exploration. Come into an awareness of the air as it comes in, falls out. As the air spills in naturally on your next breath, let the neck release, the head to move forward and up, as you let the jaw release forward and down to allow for a whispered ah. Let go of judgment, expectation about the sound. Let yourself continue that thought of whimsy and the directions to support you. Play with two or three more cycles of whispered awe. Coming into directions, letting them buoy you as you have a little something to smile about. Letting the tip of the tongue rest at the bottom teeth. Allow the air in. Letting for the whispered awe in your own time. The breath has a natural cycle. As you exhale, there's a brief pause. The inhale happens spontaneously. Allow yourself the inhibition and direction to let that moment support you. We're going to have an exploration of moving the arms and letting the whispered awe buoy the action of activity. Let your hands come so that they're just below shoulder height with your arms extended and palms facing up in a T shape, if you will. In a moment, you're going to be folding both fingers in, folding both wrists and then elbows and then shoulders so that the arms go from wide out to folding across your body in a gentle hug. And we'll support that action with a whispered ah. And then we'll unfurl the arms, allowing the elbows to widen, unfurling the wrists and the hands. I'm just explaining the activity, no need to get ready. Let yourself pause. Let go of any thought to have to do the action. Come into the notion of letting the neck release, the head to remain poised easily on the spine. A little bit of something of whimsy or wonder. Let the tongue rest the lower mouth. Let for an emptying of exhale to allow for the primary control supporting you as the air spills in. And on an exhale, in your timing, fold your fingers, your wrists, and that whispered awe as you fold your hands, arms, shoulders across into a gentle hug. Rest. Coming into the means. Re-inviting a little thought of something that gives you a little joy, and letting that sensation of lightness behind the cheekbones, behind the eyes, clouds in the dome of your skull. Letting the genioglossus release, floor of mouth, let go. Consider letting the air in and the domes of the body supporting you. As you allow the hands to unfurl, the whispered awe to support you as you move your hands back to the T shape in your own timing. Repeat this action of whispered awe, buoyed and supported by the arms. As you're bringing your arms to rest back into that T shape in your own phrasing, letting the carry that action. Pause. Return to sensory awareness. Note your relationship of your whole back to the floor. allow for a notion to let for width as the air spills in, and length as your air is naturally spilling out. Allow the pelvic floor, the diaphragm, floor of mouth, dome of soft palate, to gently sense resilience within the ease of your breathing. In your own timing and phrasing, move to this from this semi-supine position to standing and walking about the room. Let the whispered awe and this notion of the domes in your body support the transition from lying down to standing. And be a part of your exploratory awareness as you begin to walk when you are standing. Take your time. Trust your own phrasing and discovery.